Welcome to the KZYX News. This is Sherry Quinn. California's coastal ecosystem is in jeopardy. Several years of drought and unusually warm temperatures have offset its balance, causing a cascade of problems for sea-dwelling creatures and many of the state's fisheries, one of the most productive in the world. In Mendocino County, three of the most well-known fisheries, Dungeness crab, salmon, and abalone, have been heavily impacted by closures and reduced catches. And Tuesday, the California Department of Fish and Wildlife announced the rock crab fishery emergency closure on the North Coast that was due to expire on Tuesday, May 16, has been extended. Fish and Wildlife is working with state health agencies to monitor levels of the potent neurotoxin, domoic acid, in rock crabs and other species. This closure will remain in effect until state health officials determine domoic acid levels no longer pose a health risk to the public. California's salmon population has collapsed. Federal and state scientists say climate change is the main culprit. Its rippling effects have severely impacted the thousands of families who rely on the fishery for their livelihood and tribes who depend on the fish for sustenance. Senator Mike McGuire issued a press release Tuesday announcing a Senate hearing titled, "Where Have All the Salmon Gone?" on May 24 at the state capitol. The focus of the hearing will be on the impact of the drought, poor ocean conditions, and diseases that have decimated the California salmon population. Senator McGuire states the 2017 salmon season is anticipated to be one of the worst on record, including predictions of the lowest return of Klamath River salmon in history. The hearing will also address the disastrous seasons for crab, urchins, and sardines over the last few years, and the Department of Fish and Wildlife's recent proposal to increase landing taxes, a so-called privilege tax based on the weight of fish landed in California, a fishery management technique to rebuild fish stocks. The Joint Committee on Fisheries and Aquaculture hearing will be held next Wednesday from 1 to 5 p.m. at the State Capitol Building and will be live-streamed at senate.ca.gov. A new report shows 45% of California's salmon, steelhead, and trout are likely to be extinct in the next 50 years if present trends continue. The report from UC Davis and California Trout is a follow-up to a 2008 report that gauges the health of all 31 species of salmon. It shows 81% are worse off today than they were nearly a decade ago. The drought played a big role in the decline, but UC Davis fish biologist Peter Moyle says climate change is the overarching threat to each species.
Those models do not provide a very nice picture of what's going on because they say if the streams are going to get warmer, the flows are going to be more erratic. And that means there will be less habitat for the salmon and trout, which require cold water, and they won't be able to make it.
The report authors say restoring and protecting spawning grounds and productive river systems can reverse the trend toward extinction. Curtis Knight, executive director of California Trout, says meadow restoration in the Sierras is another solution.
60% of our water comes from the Sierra, and we and a lot of others are really focused on restoring meadows there that in the face of a slowly marching up the hillside snow elevation line, right? That snow elevations are getting higher and higher, which loses snows, that sort of reservoir of snow that we have up there that slowly comes out during the course of a spring and summer, providing stream flows throughout that. We're losing that ability to store that, and we're expected to lose that more in the face of climate change. Unfortunately, meadows can also act as those sponges, act as those reservoirs to slowly reduce water, but a lot of them are degraded, particularly in the 5,000 to 8,000 foot range. There's a lot of degraded meadows out there that don't have their historical capacity to do that. We think in the face of climate change, it's going to be important to restore those, to restore that sponge-like ability for them to capture what's going to be increasingly rain runoff instead of snow melt, to store that and slowly release it. So meadow restoration, a great strategy for sort of impacting the effects of climate change that we see out there.
Robert Lusardi of the Center for Watershed Sciences at UC Davis is another author on the study.
What's important about this is if we look at the evolutionary history of these fish, they have been around for 50 million years. These fish have gone through mega droughts. They've gone through volcanic eruptions. They've gone through earthquakes. They've gone through changes in river channels and isolation. The reason they've been able to do that is because they have always had diversity within their populations. Some die off during tough times, but others are able to persist because of that diversity. Currently in California, the salmonids that we see are not very diverse, and that's primarily due to habitat degradation and simplification and interactions with hatchery fish. We've seen a large reduction in the diversity of these fish. If you want to give the fish the tools best to persist through a rapidly changing climate, the way to do that is to improve population diversity throughout the state.
You can learn more about the findings in this new report, titled State of the Salmonids, Part 2, Fish in Hot Water, online at caltrout.org. For KZYX News, I'm Sherry Quinn.